Schuster, Mashiach, Rabbanim. I'm not really Roy at all to speak this event for really two reasons. One is I never had the skills really to learn George Steinman. Now, how can I speak about him? Then learn from him, not a Talmud. Kind of maybe, but Amaisa didn't learn from him, at least directly. So I'm sure you're not willing to speak about him, even though I do have many of his svarim. And second of all, is a much more pushed reason too, that we have here the Mashkiach. And the Chazal say, Heishel da'ayel yikro ne'el bistro. They surely don't need me to speak. And really not to take time when we could hear the Mashkiach speaking. However, I was requested that I speak a little bit short, just so that there should be something in English for the people especially who struggle perhaps a little bit with the Hebrew, the Lashon Kodesh, so that be something, try to be very mekatzer, to say something short in English. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Beis, says, Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rava, Bar Simon Mona, Rishonim b'nei Melachim, Anu b'nei Anashim. If the Rishonim, if the previous Dairis, were Malachim, so we are like Anashim people. We're Rishonim b'nei Anashim, and if the previous Dairis were Anashim, Anu k'chamayrim. If the previous Dairis were like people, so we are like chamayrim, animals, donkeys, not like Sham, not the Chamor of Chai Nanya Ben Dos, or Rabin Kustanyoy, or Gishar Chamayre. The Gemara is somewhat unclear, because the Gemara doesn't say explicitly what is the amount of time between the Rishonim and Anu. How many Dairis are we talking about? How big of a time gap did this occur that the gap that we went from Malachim to Anoshim, from Anoshim to Chamoyrim. But the Mefarshim here, not a Bucky, I don't, but the Mefarshim quotes similar Gemara in Yerushalmi, which says the same type of idea. And there is very nicker that we're talking about just one door. The Gemara in Yerushalmi and Gittin says that Rebbe said that the difference between Ben Doira, the Dorosh of Yaisi, which apparently was just one door earlier, is that what the difference is, he says, Shebein Kachin, Kachin, and Ben Chude Chude. In other words, just like the gap between Kachin, Kachin, the highest level of Kedusha, and Chude Chude, that is the gap between, Rebbe said, between himself and Rabbi Yaisi. And then the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Shmuel be Rabbi Yosi, Kishem Shebein Zav the Ofer, Kishem Ben Dorena the Dairo Shel Abba. Rabbi Shmuel said that the difference between his door, him, his door, or his door, and the door of his father, Yosi, was the difference of Zav to dirt. So that means that it's one door, it's between Rabbi Yosi and his son. And the Chazar are saying that in that one door, it went from Kachin Kachin to Chude Chude, or from Zav to Ofer. And likewise, they learned the same shot in the Gemara and Shabbos. It's in one door, it went from Amalochim to Ben Anoshim, Anoshim to Chamayim. And I heard a very beautiful uptight word from Rabbi Lezer Pashinsky on his Gemara, that Sal, he quoted it from the Grizz. That he had a kasha, in two kashas. First kasha is, how can you say, the far as the Rebbe said, that the difference between himself and Rabbi Yossi was between kachim kachim, the chude chude, smash rather than kedusha. We're not just talking about in learning, we're talking about in kedusha. Rebbe, as far as we know, is Rebbe is the semo of kedusha, is Rebbe HaKadosh. So we don't see, as far as our das, we don't see any difference. We don't know from Chazal any difference in Kedusha between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi. And he quoted a something, and he said he heard that Rav Delvo, the Griz, the Briska Ravzatzah, told a certain Askin that he says the difference between myself and my father was greater than the difference between you and I. Meaning the difference between this Askin, he said, who was not a Talmid Chacham, not a learned person, and the Briska Rav, the Griz, he said, was smaller than the difference between the Griz, is tremendous, the Gadol Hador, and Rav Chaim. He says, also Rav Pashinsky asked, it doesn't make sense. Rav Delgo was a tremendous Talmid Chacham. Okay, Rav Chaim was a greater Talmid Chacham. Here he's talking about a person who's seemingly not learned at all to the Griz, to the Gadol Hador. How can you compare it to? How can you say that, the difference between Rav Chaim to the Griz was greater? And he explained, and I think other people say the same thing too. I think he might have said in the name of the Griz, that Chazal say, that a Malach and an Adam are two different species, two different minim. An Adam and a Chamor are two different minim. It's not just, doesn't say that they're a baby and we're a giant. It's a different sukh, it's a different min, it's a different species. He says, the Briska Rav and this Askin were the same species. If this Askin would have sat for 50 years and learned Torah, okay, maybe wouldn't been in the Griz, could have been also a Talmid Chacham. So at least we have, the Kayach were the same. We're the same physical people. Okay, I'm a Talmid Chacham, you're not a Talmid Chacham. I would say it's a great difference. But the Kayach and the who we are as our type of person, we're the same Bria. But the Griz was saying, between me and my father, we're a different Bria. It's like the difference between a Malach and an Adam. It's a whole different Bria. An Adam, no matter how much he works, he can never become a Malach. And a Chamor can never become a person. It's a different Bria. She said, the Chazal are saying here that the Nitzkandu Adairis is not just in Madregas, they go down a little bit. It becomes a whole different Bria of people, whole different type. So there's such a great Nitzkandu that we can't even see the difference. Because if we become a different min, we don't have the Havchana to be Matzin. So therefore, to us, Rebbe and Rabbi Yosef, they all look the same. They all look the same because we lost the ability to tell that Kedusha that Rabbi Yosef had is so much beyond us, we can't even be masking it. We can't even see it. It's lost. We don't even master it. It's so much greater than us. And that's the Yerida in one door. In one door, we go down to a different min, a different type of creature. That we can't even be, we don't even have the ability to appreciate the godliness of that Bria. Why, as Sefer Shtaimin said, quoting his name, that he made a diak that the difference between a Malach and an Adam, he says, is not as great as a difference between an Adam and a Chamor. So the Gemara seems to be making, he says, make should be paradox. If the Rishayim are Malachim, we're Anoshim. The Rishayim are Anoshim, we're Chamor, but the gap is different. So he says that Yisrael, the father Yisrael, he says that as the Dairis go down, as time goes on, the Dairis go down more. In other words, when they originally, so to speak, when the Rishayim were all the way down the Madrega Malachim, so the Yerida of the Dairis to the next door was less. So they went from Malachim to Anoshim. But when the door went down, so the Rishayim went down to the level of Anoshim, so then the next door you read is even greater. Because he says it's like you throw something off a roof, there's momentum. The further it goes down, the faster it goes. So there's a greater momentum. It gets much faster. So the Yeridas Adairis in the time of Chazal were from Anoshim to Chamor. But today, it's so much faster than that. His lashon here is that from the door, he says, "May Ador Shal Chofetz Chaim, Ador Shalonu, is not a Yerida, one door." He says it's 50 doors, because of the speed of the Yerida. Also said because of the tumah that we have in the world, the Shabbos, the pizzas, etc. So the Yeridas Adairis become so much greater. So the similar thing, there's a piece printed by Rav Brook, Rav Shiva from the Vardik, Rav Ben Zion Brook. He wrote it as an introduction to the Madregas HaAdam when they first printed it. And he quotes this from Rav Yisrael Salanter. Says, and I'd like to read what he writes here. Shamati b'shem agoy Rav Yisrael Salanter. Shekashan sherem edaber oidos ha'evdo bein yifnim in ha'ashtay oimer. When he was talking about the Yeridas HaDeiris, he used to say, Al tachshavu shekavanasi l'chamishim shana mikoydem o'shmoshim shana, o'esher shana. I'm not talking about the Yeridas HaDeiris of 50 years, 20, 30 years. And a Bishana Shabra. I'm talking about the Yeridas HaDeiris in 1 year. Bizman Azeh, Rabbi Yisrael, he quotes Rabbi Yisrael as saying, this is Kanu HaDeiris in 1 year. Used to be a door, today it's a year. And Rav Brook writes, I don't know if he's quoting it from, it's not clear from his, if he's recording from Rabbi Yisrael, he's saying on his own, says, the Efsher K'mechleinish HaKodesh. Today it could be the Yerida is already, you don't even need a year. 1 month, they're already in the Katnu HaDeiris. And Rav Brook says, that concludes as follows. Ukvar hoysa chalina ha-Torah mishkachas mi-Yisrael. The Yeridas HaDeiris is so tremendous that we have, that Chas v'Shalom Torah could have been forgotten. Lulei Hoya Hashem Shalom Lahamid B'chol Dor V'Dor Yechidei Shdula Ha'oimim B'Parat B'Gurot Nafshem Ba'oimim Shrucham. There's a special nes, Siyata Deshmaya, Bracha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. That in each door, when they had such a tremendous Yerida, especially our door, which is such a tremendous Yerida with all the technology, especially after the Churban of Europe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us these special Gedolei HaDor, that they were able to keep the door, otherwise Chas v'Shalom Tishkach HaTorah Mi-Yisrael. And that's definitely the Hagosha that we have today, that after the Shoah, was Kemat, they were Gedolei that were saved in Nisim Gluyim, a few Gedolei. And they were making an Olam of Torah, it's just in Yesh Miyayim. In America, there was Kemat, nothing here. Everywhere, it was Kemat, Yesh Miyayim, that the Gedolei, Olam, they were able to go ahead with tremendous Gevurah and Sitkus. And they were, even with the tremendous Yerida, they stood strong, and they're the ones that kept Torah alive until towards the Talmidim. Therefore, of course, there has to be a tremendous Hakara. What we would be. Rosh Taimin Zatzal was definitely one of the Doros of the Gedolim from the Shoya, who was Marech Yomim, a tremendous chesed that we had, that he was the present day Gadol HaDor, the last Tkufa, was a tremendous, kept really Torah going with the original Torah as it was in the previous Doros, Hadrocha, Maimon Talmidim. It's obviously a tremendous loss to Klal Yisrael. The Shaila is going to conclude, so what do we do now? What is supposed to be the Maisa? And just very quickly, I would say there's supposed to be three things the Maisa. One is a Gemara, also in Shabbos, that the Gemara said there's a din of Avedis called Meirei Gemara, so welcome Kosher, Kosher Baruch Hu Seifram, it's clear in the Gemara that just like we have a din, you have to have Avedis on the Beis HaMikdash. Not that you can go ahead and build the Beis HaMikdash. But you have to have Avedis. There's a chi of Avedis. So there's a chi to have a Hargosha. A Hargosha called Meir Demois. If we can't be Meir Demois, at least to feel bad. To feel that we lost out. Those as myself, who weren't zayicha to learn, surely lost out. People who were talmidim also lost out. They couldn't learn more. So there should be a feeling of a hargosha, that of an avedis, of a tzar, that we lost. The second thing there should be, there's a sefer or tzafen, brings the hasedim that were made the first year of the Atros Avakos Dira, close to 90 years ago. And it brings the Rav Isaac Sher quoted in the Sefer Hapardes of Rashi that when Rebbe had 10 midas de chasidusa, the chasidus, and each Talmud took one. Rav Isaac Sher says that pshat is that there's a fear not to chas v'shalom let the midas of the Rebbe get totally lost. We have a fear to try whatever we can to grab onto something. So therefore, the second thing is we hear some Hesiris, we read, we see something that can inspire us to do something, to try and emulate ways. That would be the second fear, to do something. And what we hear from the Hesiris, to try and learn something from the great Nifter. And the last thing, which I personally think is probably the most important, is a Medrash Rabbah in Shmos, the beginning of the Yisro, the Medrash talking about that after the Chayta gives a mushal, the Chayta Ego, and it gives a mushal to Melach Shomer Avodav Shimeli Beis Kaisas Halada. The king told the Eved, watch over these two Kaisas. And they were very valuable, delicate, precious Kaisas, glassware. What happened, there was an ego by the doorway of the platen, the cat of the where the king was, the palace, and the ego knocked into the Eved, and one of the Kedim were broke. Fa'oya Eved, oive no marches na'amada, so the Eved was shaking. Omer lama marches, so the king asked him, why are you shaking? Omar, so he told the king that one of the kaisas broke. Omer lo ha-melech imkein, if so, da'av yizor b'sheni. If so, make sure you watch a second. What's the imkein? If you're worried, if you feel bad that the first one break, then you have to, now you got to make sure you don't break the second. You don't break what you have. And you have to, and that, I believe, is really what perhaps the biggest limit for us. We lost. We have to feel the loss. But now what? Now we have to make sure at least we don't lose again. We have to make sure that at least what we have, we should take advantage of. Yeah, this is a partial example. We have in this neighborhood, Baruch Hashem, this is being sponsored by the Kolo. Will the Kolo, Mechida Mikvay, the Kolo, will there ever be Rosh Diamond? I'm sorry, it won't be. Different men, different sug. Over. Yiftach B'dayro, Shmuel B'dayro. This is the Talmid HaChamin that we have in the neighborhood. Baruch Hashem, wonderful Talmid HaChamin. Wonderful Midos. And they're here to learn. So at least we should go ahead, we should mekabel, we're upset, we're sorry, we feel bad that we didn't take advantage of the Gadol Hador in Bnei Brak. Surely we should say, at least we should take advantage of our Gedolim and our Rabbanim in the neighborhood right here. We should have the night side and the kodo. I tell you, I don't go. I'm not in the kodo at night. I'm here in the yeshiva, but I'm assuming that it's not as crowded every night as it is tonight here, because otherwise they wouldn't fit into the building. They would have the night side here every night. So there's a means that not everyone's coming. So we have to go ahead and be mechazek. We want to go ahead. And if we, that's what it says in Cain. If you appreciate the loss, if you appreciate that you lost something, then at least grab what you have. At least be mechazek. Take advantage. Try and make kesharim. If you could make a kesher with a gadol, if you could make a kesher with the Talmid HaChomim in the neighborhood, with the local rabbonim, whatever we have, Baruch Hashem, the neighborhood has people here. There is a community of Torah is growing. Baruch Hashem, the community is growing. And this is really the maizah thing. We should have the Avedis, that's obviously a fear, but the Avedis should bring the Maisa, that we should make a Kaboa, to Mechazek, to take advantage of what we have, to try and be Mechazek, to Mechazek in learning, and Mechazek with a Kesher, with the Talmidei Chachamim in the community. And Be'ez Hashem, that would be really the greatest chus for Steinman, and it'll be a chus Hashem for the whole community. And Be'ez Hashem, in that way, we will be Hashem, we'd be Zoicha, we'd have no more tzaras and clients.